The weekend is just hours away, and that means it's time for our weekly movie guide, our digest of what critics think about the new releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with our regular segment, Summary Judgment.
Our first movie this week is Kill Bill Volume 2, the second half of Quentin Tarantino's homage to Westerns, martial arts movies, and star Uma Thurman.
Are you going to be nice?
I've never been nice my whole life. But I'll do my best to be sweet.
Tarantino lowers the body count in favor of long, wordy dialogues in Kill Bill Volume 2, and critics respond by competing for clever superlatives. The Gone with the Wind of exploitation pictures, says LA Weekly. The hottest mixtape in the history of cinema, says Rolling Stone. Uma Thurman gets raves, and co-star David Carradine, returning to movies after a long absence, attains almost tragic stature as the mysterious Bill, according to the New York Observer. But what do all the B-movie references add up to? Transcendental silliness, as the Philadelphia Inquirer has it, or something awesomely trivial, as Salon sees it? Next is The Punisher, another Marvel Comics adaptation starring John Travolta as the psycho bad guy and Thomas Jane as a hero motivated by revenge.
None of it was real. Not even his death.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe he died and came back to life so he could die again.
The Punisher is a thoroughly morose and bilious affair, according to the Washington Post, and they liked the film's brand of vigilante justice. Those who didn't seem motivated to dish out some revenge of their own. Entertainment Weekly slaps The Punisher around a little, calling it a moronically inept and tedious piece of Death Wish trash, while the Dallas Observer backhands it, saying it would be almost offensive were it not so inconsequential. The Onion delivers a sorrowful final blow, lamenting that The Punisher seems all too of the moment now that an eye for an eye has become national policy. Finally, this week we have Connie and Carla, the follow-up to My Big Fat Greek Wedding, starring Nia Vardalos and Toni Collette as a couple of waitresses hiding out from gangsters in a Los Angeles drag club.
Come on, admit it, you do love the show.
Yeah, it's a drag. Pun intended.
Hey, my plan worked.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about how well-known we're getting.
Only in West Hollywood.
And I miss...
Don't say Mikey!
Boys. I miss boys who like to kiss girls.
Well, forget it, okay? Because we have no time for losers and we can't blow our cover.
Critics find Connie and Carla's plot derivative. Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe would be appalled, says the Dallas Observer, and they're unconvinced by Vardalos' drag credentials. The film features the sort of safely asexual gay characters found on network TV, complains The Onion. But Entertainment Weekly argues the musical numbers present the bombast and overkill of drag performance as the original, underground version of American Idol. There's not nearly enough bombast and overkill for the New York Times. It calls the supposedly show-stopping routines a little dull and lacking in any sense of camp exaggeration.
Slate's Ben Williams joins us weekly to talk about new movies.